Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so happy to know that there are people out there that are learning the Word of God. That's the goal of this podcast. All I want you to do is just learn the Word of God. I'm sure that there are many other sources that you can go to and do go to. And my prayer is that God is just helping you to grow in your faith so that your life becomes a shining example of a relationship with Christ, so that others may know they can have that relationship too. And that's why we pray at the beginning of our time of study together. So join me in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, we bow before you with great gratitude, knowing that this Creator God who made us, who loves us, who knows us better than anyone else, wants us to know him. Lord, what can we say to those things? As we study this book of Philippians, we're learning all kinds of things about you, what you've done for us, and the importance of just having that relationship with you. So we're happy today again, Lord, to study your word and ask that you'd bless us with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that we can be pleasing to you. We bless you today, Lord, as we study your word once again. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, That I May Apprehend. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 12. Paul the Apostle told the Philippians he had a desire to obtain the resurrection of the dead. And he aspired to know both the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering of Christ Jesus to obtain it. In chapter 3 and verse 12 of his letter to the church in Philippi, Paul gave the Philippians more information about what he desired to attain, where he wrote, Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. The verse begins, Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Though Paul at this point had nearly 30 years in his relationship with Jesus, he knew he was not as though he had already attained, which means to take what is one's own, to take one's self, to make one's own self, to claim, procure for one's own self, and he knew that he was not already perfect or complete, accomplished, or finished. Even though Paul had a long relationship with Jesus and was very close to him, still, he knew there was more work to be done upon and within him. The verse goes on to say, But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. The result of knowing that he had not already attained or become perfect was, I follow after, which means to run swiftly in order to catch a person or thing, to run after. Paul knew that his best effort toward attaining and becoming like Jesus was to follow after him. If Paul followed, there was the possibility that he may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Paul considered himself apprehended or laid hold of so as to make one's own, to attain, and to make one's own, to take into oneself, appropriate, by Jesus Christ. And he knew that Jesus had a plan for his life. Paul had not attained all that was for him, but he followed after Christ that he might attain it someday. When we consider Paul's words, we might ask ourselves if we think we have already attained or become perfect in our lives. If we have, congratulations. There are many people who would like to meet those who have. However, if we are like most people, there is still a little more work to be done. The key to this verse is the two words, follow after, which is the means by which we may lay hold on all Jesus Christ has for us. Admitting that we have not obtained or become perfect is the first step. Then we follow after Jesus for all the days of our lives as he works within us his divine plan. Though we have not attained as yet, still, we may pursue him to be more and more like him every day. Next time, Paul talks about what to forget. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.